It's time for another episode of As the Grape Turns. This portion of our show is brought to you by the Wine Appraiser Podcast, where they sip and tell and share affordable wine finds. We now join our two grapes in the vineyard.
Hi, I'm Dennis. What's your name?
I'm Courtney.
You sure look cute and juicy, Courtney. I bet you get picked today.
I don't know. I heard them say I wasn't ripe yet.
Are you kidding me? You look perfect. I sure would like to check out your pips. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you blush.
I don't blush. I'm a grape. I must be ripening. Oh boy, here I go. I'm being picked. Bye, Dennis. See you in the bottle.
Join us next week when we hear Dennis the Grape say,
"What is a grape press anyway? I'm excited to go into the grape press. Oh boy, that opening sure looks small. Ow! Ow! Ow!"
Hello and welcome to the Wine Appraiser Podcast, where we sip and tell and share affordable wine finds. I'm Dennis, the Wine Appraiser, and I'm here with my wife and wine tasting partner, Denise.
Hello, everyone.
Also known as Courtney.
Also known as Courtney. I'm hiding my identity for that one.
She did that under protest.
Yes. That wasn't me. That was Courtney.
Okay. I am excited. Tonight we have an Amarone della Valpolicella.
This is a fancy wine, it sounds like.
It is over $30. Okay. I think they're kind of hard to get very inexpensive ones because we'll go through the winemaking process on it, but it does involve some work.
Yeah.
And yields will be low, so... Yeah, it's going to be a little more expensive wine than what we're typically drinking, but I don't...
Well, it has that wax took a seal little, on it
I
also.
Took a little sip, and this is really good,
ooh.
I think. So we'll see
and
what
where you... where is it from?
Well, we'll get into all that.
Oh,
but just... first, I wanted to thank everyone for listening, and this show is for people that want to learn more about wine.
Mm-hmm.
And just have a little fun with wine.
Definitely.
That's fun. What
you
we...
You got to be open for the fun.
Yeah. that's what we're trying to do. We hope you'll join us each week for this wine journey. And we learn something every week on this show.
Me too.
And we're going to be talking about things we've learned this year in our coming episodes that are kind of finishing up 2025.
Okay.
So we're going to be talking about things we learned, some of our favorite wines. So we'll go through that in a little bit. But before we really get to the show, we just got back from Florida.
We did. Sunshine State.
We went to a wine store. We go to Ormond Beach, or Ormond Beach, I think some people say.
Ormond.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
We've heard it both ways. But kind of like...
Ormond.
Kind of like many of the wines that I pronounce the names to.
Yeah, it's
that's
a
what
off.
I like to say.
A little off.
I've heard it both ways. I can't remember what show or movie that's from, but anyway, it was Wine Not Armand.
N-K-N-O-T?
No, N-O-T.
Why not?
Okay. Yeah, like why not?
Oh, why not?
Yeah.
I didn't even get that.
Oh. But anyway, we really liked it. We had fun there.
It was nice.
So a shout out to Logan.
Mm-hmm. The staff was wonderful.
Yeah, staff was good. He did a blind tasting for us.
Mm-hmm.
And we really had fun doing that.
Yeah, they call it mystery night.
Is that right?
Yeah. Mystery bottle.
Yeah. And so that was really fun. We had a good time with that. And... So just wanted to give them a shout out, and...
If you're in that area, check them out. They have wine tastings all the time.
So our wine tonight, which is an Amarone della Valpolicella, is from the northeast side of Italy. It's up by Venice, or specifically Verona.
Okay, top of the shoe, top of the boot. They call Italy the boot.
So do you know what, you know where Verona is? That's where you're, I'm surprised you're not reciting your Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, never has there been told a story of greater woe than that of Juliet and her Romeo.
There you go. I was waiting for that to come out as soon as you heard Verona, but I think that's, isn't that where that is set?
I believe so.
Yeah, I think that's the story. So anyway, this wine is pretty unique, so I've really been excited to hear about it. It's a actual, it's a, oops, a wine blend, so it's not a straight varietal, but what they do, it's very unique because it's made from dried grapes. So what they do is they pick the grapes and they actually dry them in full bundles, they said. And it used to be they'd hang them in barns way up on the, in the mountains. And it was something about they had to be at a certain elevation so they didn't rot.
Well, that makes sense.
But now they said they just pick them, put them in a, basically in like barrels or, you know, kind of their big carts, and put them in like controlled environments to keep them from rotting or anything that way.
Low moisture area.
Yeah, but it's typically a blend of 2 to 3 grapes. There's 3 grape varieties that are typical. And I didn't even go into that because I'd never heard of them or anything. So I didn't want to get into that right now.
Okay.
But this wine is aged for at least 2 years.
Oh, wow.
That's the minimum. And it's 4 years if it's labeled a Reserva wine.
Okay. This is not tonight.
No.
Okay. So 2 years on this.
Yep. Well, at least, yep. Mm-hmm. The grapes must be dried at least until the 1st of December of the year. Before they're processed.
And what does that drying do? What does that accomplish?
So, like, what they were saying is it kind of almost makes them a raisiny type of grape. You know, like the ice wines.
So is the tannins going to be less than something like that? Because
we're going to get there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're asking the right questions. Okay. So the tannins won't be less.
They'll be more?
But they'll be changed.
Okay.
Okay. So during the process, during the drying process, so one of the things is it probably loses some juice.
I would think so.
Yeah, it dries. And so it's going to be a little more highly concentrated. But it also does some things. It metabolizes the acids. So the acids are not as pronounced. Mm-hmm. They're a little smoother that way.
So I'm getting the vibe that it might be kind of jammy.
Well, and so it's typically been a sweet, high alcohol wine, kind of like the ice wines.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think when you taste this, it's going to be different though. Okay. So it also does, they call it polymerization of the tannins. And what that is in the grape skins, we've talked about the anthocyanins in there, mm-hmm. which gives the wine the color. And so the thicker the skins on, like Cabernet, that gives it a darker color. It also is where a lot of the tannins are located.
Okay.
Okay. What this polymerization does is it connects single molecules of the tannins, and they attach together, making longer chains, and when it does that, it makes them smoother.
So they're like that.
So they're still there, but they will be smoother and just a more. The tannins will be there, but they're not gonna be as biting and and
less
really
noticeable.
Yeah, and so what that all means in like general terms, it's gonna be smoother. Less bitter, less tart, like you said, and it just becomes more creamy, smoother wines.
Sounds like I'm going to like this.
Okay. the trend they said in recent years. So like you said, it sounds like a sweet, high alcohol wine. And that has been where it's been in the past. They said it also had, the trend was for a lot of oak aging on it. So a real heavy, thick wine. They said in recent years, the trend has been for less oak, less residual sugar, and lower alcohols.
Ooh, I like all the sounds of this.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm glad they made some changes.
Yeah. So I think...
And this is an Italy wine.
Yeah.
Ours is a 2021. Yep. She said it has to be 2 years at least.
Yeah. Yep. And this wine, I think it says it can be aged. It says drink now through 2038.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'd like to try it in 2038.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind getting one of these and storing it because... Maybe a couple and try one in about 5 years and one in 10 mm-hmm. years. Because just tasting this, it's got some acid on it. It's got some tannins. I just think it will last for a long time, I believe. So anyway, we're going to taste this wine.
Okay.
We'll tell you it's a 2021 like Tutela Amarone della Valpolicella. I purchased it at Costco for $30.99.
Yeah, that's high price for us.
Yeah. The wine comes from the DOCG region, which is from the Veneto region of Italy near the town of Verona. Okay. We'll get into the rest of the tasting in a bit.
And what
but
is
let's,
the alcohol
let's...
content? You said it was a lower alcohol content.
I didn't say that.
Oh, well, trend was.
Yeah. And they get rather high. They can go even up higher than this.
Than this being
15%.
This is 15. Yeah. Okay. Boy.
Okay. But we're going to go to our wine now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to rate it after we sip and tell about what we find on the wine.
Okay.
And we're going to rate it from a 1 to 5, 1 being very bad, 2 not good.
3 okay.
3 is pretty good. 4 we really like.
Mm-hmm. We'll recommend it. Look for it on the shelf.
And 5 we're going to, that's our
secret stash yeah. for me.
Yeah.
Whew.
Okay. So what do you get on the nose here?
Well, we're going to tell them a little bit about the color. Yeah. You can see your fingers through it. It is a brown kind of red.
I am really shocked by the color of this. I thought it was going to be
really deep, but
like our ice wines. This is much lighter. I can see my finger through this.
So can I? Yes.
Now, I thought it would be, and there is a little bit, like you said, it does have a little browning to it.
Mm-hmm. It does.
So.
It has a very nice nose. I would say that is jammy. A little bit of spice, oak, vanilla. Get that vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
Get a jamminess, a plum cherry. What do you think?
Okay, so what I wrote down is I get kind of a, what it smells like to me is kind of almost a herby, grassy, with a chocolate-covered berry. That's what, it smells like a...
And it kind of smells like...
I think it smells like chocolate and...
It smells...
And kind of like chocolate and...
Holiday-ish.
Yeah.
Like holiday-ish.
But like you said, I get some vanilla on there.
Oh, yeah. You get vanilla.
But I get so much chocolate. I mean, it's...
Really?
Yeah.
I don't get a ton of chocolate. I get the plummy, spicy... Mm,
it is very good. I love that smell.
It's a very good nose. So can we take a sip?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I am seeing the legs on this and feeling alcohol. Woo.
That has such bright acid for a darker fruit wine. To me,
yeah,
it's got lots of acid.
Mm-hmm.
But it is...
A strong cherry. Now I get the chocolate on the finish.
Mm-hmm.
Cherry and chocolate finish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, boy, this is a holiday wine.
Oh, I love
you
it.
You ever had one.
Yeah, I just love this.
It almost like a mulled wine, but not hot. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Okay. What are you rating this?
This is very nice. Hmm.
And how sweet do you think this is? I could not find anything.
It does not taste sweet at all.
Yeah. I got the impression this was towards the upper end of a dry wine, but still within a dry wine is what I took from what I was reading.
This is very unique and good.
Mm-hmm.
I like unique and good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What are you rating?
Boy, I'm on the fence. I think it's going to be a high 4. I'm not going to the 5.
Okay. And I am going to 5. Mm. I really like that wine.
That's good.
That is.
I think maybe the alcohol is a little high for me. That's why I'm staying in the 4.
And do you get that alcohol in it? You do. Okay.
Well, not in the taste, but whoo, I can feel it warming me up immediately.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
I do like it.
Very much so. And what vineyard is producing this again?
Tutela.
Tutela.
Okay, so the information I could find on this is the grapes used in this wine were dried for 120 days on their clusters before a long fermentation process. The wine has 15% alcohol. It calls it a deep, dark ruby red color.
It's even garnet to me and not as dark.
Yeah, and it's much lighter than I was expecting. Mm. It has aromas of chocolate, herbs, tobacco. I really didn't get tobacco, and then currants.
Maybe a little tobacco on the taste, but not really on the nose.
Okay. Full-bodied wine with pronounced tannins and a long finish. Yeah, I still have the flavor in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Drink now through 2038.
2038. That is really surprising.
Like I said, I would love to go get a couple more with these bottles.
And save them.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. I really like
it. This has been a nice find. I hope that Costco will carry this a while.
Mm-hmm.
But look for it. Beautiful dark green bottle.
And this did get a 91 rating from the wine enthusiast. I think it got a 91 from several different ratings.
Mm-hmm, very good.
But yeah, I really enjoyed that. So, okay.
Yeah, we hope everybody will try this.
Yeah.
Especially for the holidays.
Try an Amarone.
Can you tell me, though, what this pairs with?
Party pastas, mushroom truffle sauces.
I bet that would be delicious.
The real spicy cheeses.
Barbecue.
Barbecues.
And chocolate desserts.
We've got some barbecue ribs.
Yeah.
Tonight. And
I assume it's that jamminess that would go so good with that pork.
Yeah, so gamey foods.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll try it with some barbecue pork tonight.
And see what we think.
Yeah. I really like this, so.
It is awesome. A good wine. Well done.
So Denise is going 4. I'm going a 5 on this. I really like this wine. Mm-hmm. So anyway,
what are we doing next week?
Next week is Christmas.
That soap opera is not going to be on.
Yeah. It could be the next episode of As the Grape Turns.
I hope it got canceled.
So yeah, and people that don't know that there used to be a soap opera named As the World Turns. And Carol Burnett obviously did As the Stomach Turns.
Oh, she did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dennis wanted to check out, is it Courtney? Who was it?
Courtney.
Courtney's Pips. And you're like, what?
What is right?
Pips are inside the grape.
Okay, fine. Whatever.
Next week, though.
Courtney's going to slap you next time.
So next time, though, is Christmas.
It's here already?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And what are we doing? Something special?
So we've got we're going to kind of be talking.
I hope we get a Christmas gift.
We're going to be talking about 2025.
Okay.
Some of our favorite wines, things that we found out this year that we really want to explore next year.
Mm-hmm. Kind of a lineup of next year's.
Yeah, not so much a lineup, but just things that it's like, wow, I really want to look
explore
into
that.
This. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, things we learned this year really make me want to look into that. So we'll do that next week. And then our final show of 2025 will be on New Year's Eve, I think.
Ooh, are we going to do it at midnight?
So we have the champagne.
Oh, champagne. Is it going to be my favorite champagne?
Nope.
Oh, too expensive, right?
No, actually, well, this was pretty close, but really? I bought a different one just to spice it up.
All right.
Okay. So anyway, I think that does us.
Okay, two more shows.
Yep. So happy wine trails to you until we taste again on the next episode of the Wine Appraiser Podcast. Bye.
Courtney signing off.